Enjoy fun adventures as you sail away together and experience the extraordinary marriage you desire. Join us in April 2025 for the Six Pillars at Sea Marriage Getaway. Yes, we are taking Six Pillars cruising and we want you to join us. Get all the details at oneextraordinarymarriage.com/getaway. Use promo code SHIPSAHOY to get $500 off your registration today. We'll see you there.
From San Diego, California, this is the One Extraordinary Marriage Show. Where being busy is overdone, romancing is fun, and scheduling sex has taken the guesswork out of wondering when you're going to get some. I'm Tony DiLorenzo, your co-host, along with my beautiful wife, Elisa. From coast to coast and around the world, thank you for joining us. It's time to talk sex, love, and commitment. Give us a call or text us on the Hug Hotline at 858-876-5663 or send us an email to hugs@oneextraordinarymarriage.com. In today's episode, learn about the different ways that you can say, I love you, and do so using the six pillars of intimacy.
And here's a quote to get you started from Anonymous. It says, I love you. After all of this time, I still love you. It's always been you. It was you yesterday. It was you today. It will be you tomorrow. And for the rest of my life, it will be you. I love you.
There you go. Hey, it is Valentine's Day when this is being released. So happy Valentine's to you. If you don't have a note or something to give your spouse, right there.
Rewind.
Well, or you can just go to the episode notes. You can just copy, paste it, put it into something nice. Go for it.
Look, we're all about making your life easy.
That's right.
And here's one easy way to do that. And another way to encourage you is through the hugs that we do at the top of every episode. And for those of you that are brand new, a hug is really a way for Tony and I to be able to celebrate what's happening in the one family. And this hug comes from an email that we'd received that starts with, my husband and I have been married for 2.5 years and thankfully discovered your podcast early on. Your book, The Six Pillars of Intimacy, has helped us proactively schedule time to focus on different intimacies in our marriage. But we didn't realize how connected we would feel after being intentional with each area. One Sunday, we attended church, so that covered our spiritual intimacy. After, we went out for coffee and reviewed our finances for the month, covering our financial intimacy. Mm-hmm. Since discussing finances isn't always fun for me, we spent time walking and reading on the beach, which covered our recreational intimacy. Later that day, we had our marriage walk and talk, which covered emotional intimacy. We hadn't planned on having sex that night, but as we were cuddling on the couch, physical intimacy, we realized we felt so connected we couldn't keep our hands off each other.
Amen.
Being intentional with all the other intimacies actually helped us feel more sexually intimate with each other. Thank you for writing this book and for helping us strengthen intimacy in all areas of our marriage. That's so good. If you want that kind of life, and you haven't gotten your hands on the six pillars of intimacy yet, it's super easy. Just go to sixpillarsofintimacy.com and start living out those kind of breakthroughs, just
Absolutely.
Like that couple did.
I want that day.
That's a Come pretty on. Epic day.
Absolutely.
Epic day and a lot of intentionality. And, you know, as we are releasing this episode on Valentine's Day, which there's a little debate here at One Extraordinary Marriage, whether or not we have previously released an episode on Valentine's Day. I don't believe we have. So I'm just going to say it's rare that we get to do this.
and I just wasn't going to look through 13 years and try to figure it out. So in any case, it is Valentine's Day. It's an honor to be here and a blessing to be a part of your life on this day. Or if you're listening to it after, what you're going to hear here today is awesome. Mm-hmm. Because what we're going to discuss isn't only about Valentine's Day. And if we did that, then we would honestly be doing a disservice to you and your marriage. But what we are going to share is something that you can do throughout the year. It's going to strengthen your emotional intimacy. Mm-hmm. It's going to strengthen other areas of your marriage. And lo and behold, it's going to leave memories that are going to be something that you will continuously remember and be reminded of.
And we're actually doing something a little different for this episode because it is happening on Valentine's Day. And sprinkled throughout this episode, you're going to hear I love yous mm-hmm. from the one family to their spouse. You know, for those of you that have been listening for any length of time, you know, we often go to our to Instagram and we'll do polls and we'll ask questions and whatnot. And so this past week, I asked folks, hey, if you wanted to share an I love you mm-hmm. with your spouse, go ahead and submit it and we will read them on the air. So you're going to hear those. But as you hear them, I want you to be thinking, Tony and I want you to be thinking about, like, what does this look like if you use the six pillars of intimacy as your framework for ways to be able to express I love you? Mm-hmm. Right? When you think about the six pillars, emotional, physical, financial, spiritual, recreational, and sexual intimacy, you can use those. It doesn't have to just be this like, oh my gosh, I need to say I love you, but I don't know what. Like, think about each one of those and start becoming aware in your marriage. So much shifts when we become aware of what our spouse does for us and how they show up and what they say and what their encouragements are and the little things that they do. When you get into this place of recognizing, of being aware and being in this place of intentionality, that's where you can find different ways to express your love. It doesn't have to just be three words, I love you. You can really get into this place of I love you because, and really attach meaning to what you're sharing there with the I love yous.
What this really comes down to, and as Alisa was talking, we have an episode called Power of Your Words. Mm. And I believe that an I love you is the power of your words. And it so happened today as I opened up my Bible app in Ephesians 4:29. This is what came out. It is, let no corrupt word proceed out of your mouth, but what is good for necessary edification, that it may impart grace to the hearers. Mm. And I just thinking about that, when we say I love you, it's the power of the word that we get to release from our mouth and we get to impart it into our spouse. Mm-hmm. And sometimes we do get flustered and we get frustrated because we don't know how to say it in different ways maybe that our spouse can hear it, because there's a lot going on. Mm-hmm. And that's why today we hope that you understand that by using the six pillars of intimacy, you can take that and you can go, and you don't even need to say the I love you part. It's what are you saying that's gonna impact your spouse, that's gonna encourage your spouse around your emotional intimacy, your physical intimacy, your spiritual intimacy, financial, any of them.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And you know, if you're in a place where this feels a little uncomfortable, and you haven't maybe done this before, hang in there. Because the other part of this is you start to hear what other people are saying to their spouse and what they love about their spouse. Feel free to borrow.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not above, if I hear something really amazing, kind of like the quote that we opened this episode with, borrow it.
Mm-hmm.
Make it yours, rinse and repeat, and share it with your spouse. Because, you know, we've got comments like from Sissa, you know, that said, my husband is willing to do whatever it takes for his family. He's the best man I know. I can promise you every husband wants to know that they are the best man that their wife knows.
Mm-hmm.
You want to build up your husband? Tell him he's the best man that you know. 100%. Jess R. Dieter said, my husband makes me feel safe. Mm. And I can't tell you how many times in a coaching session that word safe or feeling safe or security, when that shows up in a marriage, when that's present, that's an anchor.
Mm-hmm.
That's an anchor point for you to build upon as you go through seasons in your marriage.
Yeah, we have a free resource for you. And I want each of you to pick this up. No opt-in necessary. We love you. We love the one family. And already there may be some things going through your mind like, oh, I don't know if I could say that or this or what would I really want to say. So we have 21 little love notes. And I'm going to have a link here in the episode notes, or you can go to oneextraordinarymarriage.com/love notes. Go there. They're 21 little love notes. Use them.
Mm.
Take those. Print. You can print them out. It's a PDF file. We made it all pretty for you. You can print it out, cut it out, and leave it, you know, somewhere for your spouse. Or again, you could text message it to them. You can leave a voice message with it. But go grab that. 21 little love notes, oneextraordinarymarriage.com/love notes.
Mm-hmm. Another love note said, Kyle Kenreed shared, I love watching Kristen's selfless love towards our two daughters. Hmm. And as you're hearing these and as we're sharing them, what I want to point out too is that what's significant to you doesn't have to be what's significant to another couple. Right? This is where we're not getting into comparison. We're getting into a place of saying, what do I see in our marriage? What do I see in you? What can I recognize in you? Because there's so much noise going on in the world and so many like attacks and just like negative Nelly voices going on out there that it's amazing what can shift when you choose to, through the power of your words, choose to be positive in your marriage, choose to say something that is uplifting. It can shift everything.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead. I was going to say, this next one is from Wasam BVCA. After 30 years, we're still able to revisit yesterday, love today, and look forward to tomorrow.
Come on.
I love that one. I really like that one. It's revisit yesterday because, you know, we learn from the past. We don't need to live in the past.
Mm-hmm.
And yet we learn from the past, love today in the way that you can, strengthen those pillars of intimacy, and look forward to tomorrow. Those are our dreams. Those are our visions. That's what we're going after, wherever you may be. And even Elisa and I, 26 years married, I would say we live our lives like this.
Absolutely. Jay Bexy 130 said this about his wife. I love her ability to prioritize everyone, including herself and our sex life.
Love it.
You can celebrate and express your love through your sexual and emotional intimacy. This isn't just like, oh, we've got to put that pillar of intimacy over in a corner and I can't say I love you. No, you absolutely can. Mm-hmm. Every single one of the six has ways that you can say, I love you.
Mm-hmm.
White Buffalo 92 said, he makes me laugh more than anyone else. And that's amazing, right? That gift of laughter in a marriage, the laughter where you're just like your sides hurt.
Mm-hmm.
We've had a few of those lately in the car where I just started laughing and I'm not prone to laughter. So when I do, it's like, it's a really big deal for me anyway. I don't know if it's a big deal for Tony, but getting into this place of, he does make me laugh.
I just think when I heard Buffalo, I was like, go Buffs. Let's go see you. And it just brought me back to times when we did laugh a ton when we were first meeting and going to and met it in Boulder and see you. And even this year, going back to that, the last one with, you know, dreaming, mm-hmm. with us wanting to go back to see you this year, to go see Coach Prime and the team play and just getting to experience that and bring our youngest with us and our friends who their son is committed there. I mean,
it's a big deal. Buffaloes are a big deal in this house.
Yeah. And we laugh about it.
We do. Josh Dietz said, I love that my spouse makes me want to be better every day to make our lives better.
Mm.
I mean, think about the strength that, you know, that kind of statement starts to bring about within the six pillars. If you're really in this place of going, I want to be better. Mm-hmm. Every day I make our lives better. That you can't just look at your marriage from one pillar,
mm-hmm.
right? You start looking at what are the different pillars? How can I level them up so that we as a couple are stronger? We're more extraordinary in getting into that place.
Felix Da Silva.
Probably the Alex Da Silva.
Oh, the Alex Da Silva. You can read that really well. Thank you very much, honey.
I might have created it as I was typing up the episode notes.
But you actually see that really well. Like
when I do.
When we see, it just makes me think of when we see license plates.
Sorry, I'm laughing because this is such a true statement. Go ahead. I know like exactly where you're going.
Like when we see custom license plates, I struggle. Like I'm looking at it and literally we're behind cars that have custom license plates and I'm like, what are they saying? And Elisa like out of nowhere is like, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, how did you get that? But you have
the ability to see.
You have an ability to see that, which is just wonderful.
Quirky little funny, you know, things you didn't know about somebody. I can read, you know, custom license plates.
Yep.
There you
go. So the Alexander Silva.
Alex Da Silva.
Alex Da Silva. Oh. Alex Da Silva. Yeah, okay. The Alex Da Silva. Okay.
I hope they're listening because we just said their name like four times.
Yep.
That's fabulous.
She's a beautiful feminine woman. I love the way she takes care of me and the kids.
Mm. Farm wife Shadow shared that she loves his leadership in all things. Wow. You know, when you start getting into these places of just the awareness of what's all over the marriage.
Yep. Woodsman says that she is different than me.
Okay, can we just pause on this one for just a second here?
Absolutely.
I love the acknowledgement that husbands and wives are different from each other and that is actually something to love and to celebrate.
Absolutely.
Because I can't tell you how many times people are like, if they were just like me, this would be so much easier. And the reality is that that's not a true statement. You think it would be easier until they're just like you and then you're bored out of your mind because they're just like you. So being in this place, and I love this one that just says that she's different than me. And let's celebrate that fact.
Mm-hmm. What is our next one here? Locke CPA. Mm-hmm. He is my biggest cheerleader. He always tells me how great I am, no matter how I feel.
It's a lot of emotional intimacy right there.
Yeah. And you know what? We need to be our spouse's biggest cheerleader.
Mm-hmm.
We do. No matter what they may be facing, no matter what they may be going through, we need to be there for them. And I think I learned that a long time ago. And even over the years when Elisa is struggling with things and she just feels down or something's going on, and she doesn't want to hear it, and yet I'll let her know that she's beautiful, that she has everything that I ever desired, that she, you know, to be there and just be an encouragement. Mm-hmm. And it can be hard too. I understand when they don't receive it, when they don't say something back to you. I get that as well. And yet I truly believe if we were to encourage each other more, especially around our six pillars of intimacy, things would shift in our marriage.
Mm-hmm. Because what happens when, you know, like I started thinking it through, I remember when this shifted, and it was when we were hiking all those years ago, and you would start to push me up. And I think about, you know, if you can view cheerleading as that support, that emotional mm-hmm. support that helps people get up mountains that they're facing, it really can be so transformational in your marriage. And I want to encourage you, don't go anywhere. We've got some more of these I love yous right after this break.
Stress, hormone changes, and lack of sleep can impact your skin, causing issues like dryness, dark spots, and acne. I know the closer I get to 50, the more aware I become of this. OneSkin, today's sponsor, offers a simple skincare routine to address these concerns at a cellular level. OneSkin has developed a proprietary peptide called OS1 that's scientifically validated to improve the health of your skin beneath the surface without irritation or a complicated multi-step routine. I use the OS1 face topical supplement on my face and neck, which often needs a little extra care with age. Additionally, the OS1 eye supplement helps keep the under-eye area fresh, even on little sleep. OneSkin is the world's first skin longevity company. By focusing on the cellular aspects of aging, OneSkin keeps your skin looking and acting younger for longer. Get started today with 15% off using code OEM at oneskin.co. That's 15% off oneskin.co with code OEM. After you purchase, they'll ask you where you heard about them. Please support your show and tell them we sent you.
This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
We're back. And we're sharing more of your I love yous and the different ways that you can express it and the different ways of looking at the six pillars of intimacy.
And don't forget, go pick up your 21 little love notes right now. You can go right here to the episode notes, click it, go download it, or you can go to oneextraordinarymarriage.com/love notes. Mm-hmm. Use those as your springboard. You can use them exactly the way you are, the way they are, or just use it and tweak it to fit you in your marriage.
Can I tell you how much will shift in 3 weeks if you do one every day? I'm just little gestures done consistently. Mm-hmm. Be intentional and take action. Maybe you've heard it once or twice on this show. Mm-hmm. Alijan 33 said, I love how hard he works for our family and has never made me question his love for me.
Mm. Woo. That's good.
That's a trust. That could be a whole episode on trust right off of that one statement. Mm-hmm. And what I want to say is that if trust has been broken in your marriage, and this is a statement that might feel a little triggering, take baby steps to get back to that place. Start with consistent actions, just like I was talking about with the 21 love notes. Consistent actions done over time is what rebuilds trust in a marriage.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
Pablo Utah Stud said, I love that my spouse is clean and organized, loves to plan everything, and shops with me.
Okay, I'm chuckling because I don't think that Tony would ever say that about me. And I love that there are people that are getting recognized for that particular skill set. That's awesome.
The clean and organized?
Yeah, that part.
Yeah.
Yeah. Tony's like, I actually have nothing to say.
I got nothing to say on that right now.
I've got nothing to say. And you know, this is actually a demonstration of love right here that he's choosing not to say anything that could potentially go sideways on him. So he's just like, I'm not going to. Right. But even with this one, right, where they talk about, you know, shopping together, there is, you know, inherent in that statement is financial intimacy.
Yes.
And really thinking about, like, what does that look like for the two of you? And to be able to express it as something that you love about your spouse. Again, when we wrote the book, The Six Pillars of Intimacy, you know, a lot of people were, you know, kind of confounded at the idea of financial intimacy. Like, how do you put those two words together?
Absolutely.
Right. Still and are. I address it in the book in that chapter very specifically. And yet when you can build that closeness and connection around how the two of you spend money or save money or plan for your future financially, what does that do mm-hmm. to make you feel loved, to be able to express love? Another one, Blessed and Good shared, he lets me be when I need it. And I love our deep conversations. knowing that emotional intimacy, right? Of being able to know when space is a really good thing and when it's time to have those deep conversations. So good.
Yeah.
Asterisk 22 had this to say, I love his sense of humor and that he loves my daughter like his own. His heart is unmatched.
Mm.
Wow. You know, first of all, humor, again, being able to laugh together. There's been a lot of laughter. I know you guys can't see us, but a lot of laughter behind the scenes because of some of these that, whether it's, you know, a flashback that Tony and I are having, a memory trip down memory lane, or it's even just knowing that in our marriage, these would never be said because we can't actually, it wouldn't be a truthful statement. But that sense of humor.
Mm-hmm.
What are the things the two of you laugh about?
It's the fun, right? It's the recreational intimacy. Where are you having fun? We can get so serious in our lives, and Elisa and I have been there at times in our marriage where it's like, we can have fun. Mm-hmm. Like, we can laugh. And for some of you, that's super easy. Like, that's who you are. Like, others of us, we can be more on the serious side. And having to remember that laughter, fun, recreational intimacy is important to strengthen our marriage.
Tony and I actually watch comedy shows together. He's got this Italian comic, Sebastian Maniscalco.
Mm-hmm.
Is that his name? Did I get that all right?
I don't know. I know it's Sebastian. I don't know how to pronounce
it. I think it's Maniscalco. Italian guy.
He's Italian guy.
And literally, like last week, we sat down and we watched two of his specials on Netflix. And legitimately funny. Like, I laughed. And, you know, he's talking about all the Italian things that I, like, have been a part of being a part of Tony's family. And it's just, it's good, clean fun.
Yeah.
Good, clean fun.
None of slinging out lasagnas.
Partly because we both have Italian grandmothers, and so we can imagine that like, that was a true story.
Yeah.
Madison Hollibaugh said, and she came right out with it when she talked about what she loved about her husband, and she's like, I love his eyebrows.
Bingo.
And sometimes it's just like, what is that attribute that you're like, dang,
mm-hmm.
love it. Ron Donna Spikes shared that he has a heart of gold.
Mm.
Mm. Tanya Moravec shared that she loves her husband's absolute dedication to our family. And I think, you know, that's that phrase, dedication. You know, that is a word that you can take and you can start looking at the six pillars of intimacy and say, what can I do to demonstrate my dedication in one or multiple of these pillars?
Mm-hmm.
What does it look like if I'm dedicated to our spiritual intimacy? What does it look like if I'm dedicated to our financial intimacy? What does it look like to be dedicated to your physical? It's not just saying I'm going to do it. Dedication takes that, yeah, I'll get around to it, to a whole new level of saying, this is the plan. And this is what I'm doing. Dedication is such a powerful word. And that's a word, seriously, if you're gonna look at those love notes or you're going to be writing your own, think about a word like dedication.
Mm-hmm.
Carries a lot of weight.
Yep. Alan Blanks told us that he loves her heart for Jesus and serving others.
Mm.
I mean, that's right there, spiritual intimacy, mm-hmm. right? I mean, beautiful words to be spoken over your spouse and to let them know that.
Mm-hmm. Hawaii-ish 05 said, it's the way that he holds me.
Mm, yep.
Beautiful. Pretty much just sums up all the physical intimacy right there. Right. Sam mm-hmm. Gillum 16 said that she loves his work ethic, selflessness, and his personality. He's a great dad. And definitely, well, one of the things I want to say just with that little one, that last little bit there, definitely recognize, for those of you that have children, definitely recognize who your spouse is as a parent, but don't focus so much on the parenting aspect that you forget the spouse and lover aspect,
mm-hmm.
because your spouse also wants to be known for those two. And actually in a lot of instances would love more to be known for spouse and lover than for being a great parent. Cause most of the time your kids are going to grow up and leave. They still want to be your spouse and lover.
Mm-hmm.
So recognize both, but really, if you can focus more on spouse, especially on Valentine's Day, go into that place.
Mm-hmm.
Go into that place with your spouse.
Yeah. I mean, there's so many things that you can, in so many ways that you can say, I love you.
Mm-hmm.
And so no matter if it's today on Valentine's Day or any of the 364 other days we have every year, make it a point to tell your spouse that you love them. Let them know that. In different ways. And for each of you, it's going to be different because we all are different. For some of you, a text message is great. Like, that's what really, like, works for you and your spouse. For others of you, like, it needs to be a handwritten note.
Mm-hmm.
For others a voice message is awesome because they want to hear your voice. They want to hear the tone. They want to hear the sincerity in it. So whatever way you do it, go do it. Mm-hmm. Again, we got those 21 little love notes. We want to make it super easy for you to just go, I can do this. You know, one of our hashtags, and we've had this for many years and we believe in it, and it's even in the six pillars of intimacy, is what can I do? What can I do? And when it comes to saying I love you, ask yourself, what can I do to show my spouse in words, in actions, why and how I love them?
Mm-hmm. So I just want to say here at the end of this episode, I love you because of how you love the one family, how you pour out your heart and countless hours. They have no idea how much time you spend behind the scenes making everything happen for the one family.
Mm.
And that is one of the many, many reasons, besides the fact that you're incredibly sexy, that I love you.
Oh, well, thank you. Well, you put me on the spot, so I guess I have to.
You don't. Absolutely don't.
No. I will respond because I do believe that it's a perfect way to do it, because we have been behind these microphones for over 13 years and mm-hmm. we have professed our love in many ways. And this has been one of those, right?
Mm-hmm.
And they will be in. These podcasts are our legacy, right? For our grandchildren, our great grandchildren, they're going to be like, oh goodness, our great grandparents, they were crazy. But I love you because you're just sexy and you're my Puerto Rican goddess of love.
He's been calling me that since we met. That's like 28 years of that very expression.
So something a little fun there just mm-hmm. to make you laugh. But you know what? I love you for so many reasons. And through the thick and thin of it, you've been there by my side. We have struggled, but we've also conquered.
Mm.
And I love that we get to do this life together, and I wouldn't do it and want to do it with anybody else. So we have many more years ahead of us to wish one another I love yous, and to the one family. You guys truly are a blessing in our lives. So today and every day, go make it a great day and go tell your spouse you love them. Love you guys. Have yourselves a fantastic week. We'll catch you next week.